Good morning and welcome to Manna. My name is Ron. I'm one of the pastors here at Lighthouse, and it is a treat to get to spend a little time with you this morning. There's a band that wrote a song a long time ago. The band's name is Stellar Cart. Some of you might know that, but it doesn't matter. They had a song that they wrote called Life is Good, and in it there was a lyric that said, "Life is good, but eternal life is better." Yeah, you know, it's great to be alive, but it's even greater to know that you have eternal life. And today is a new day for me in my life, a new step. I'm signed up for Medicare. I can't believe I'm old enough to get Medicare. You know, I don't feel that old. I feel like I'm still in my 30s, hopefully, though, a little wiser. And speaking of being a little wiser, hey, let's start with prayer and we'll get into our Bible study. So God bless you and thank you for joining me, but let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for life. Oh, I love the design of DNA and how you shaped who we are, Lord. But you take life experiences, Lord, and you allow the sovereignty of life to occur. But in the midst of it, Lord, you draw us to you. You say, hey, there's something greater that is important for you to know in life. And that something is actually someone. And that's our Creator. That's you, Lord. And so we ask that you would bless our time together today to your glory and, Lord, to our joy. In your name we pray. Amen. So, you know, we've been walking through Proverbs chapter 23, and I think since I'm feeling so young today that we're going to sprint through chapter 23. But there's no guarantees how many verses we're going to get to. So let's start. We're in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 12. Apply your heart to instruction and your ear to words of knowledge. So let instruction or the gaining of knowledge lead the decisions that we make in life, is what God is saying to us. Evaluate, pay close attention to what you're learning before we make decisions. Gather healthy info. Check things out, right? Let wisdom be our guide in life. Be guarded about making impulsive decisions, and especially decisions under pressure. Get the facts before you act, right? Well, let's look at some wise instruction then in our next four verses, which is our verses 13 through 16. Follow along if you have your Bible. If not, just listen in. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart too will be glad. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. But anyway, my inmost being will exult when lips speak what is right. So let's back up here, verses 13 and 14. It says, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. So God's clearly telling us that we need to discipline children. We can't just give them the freedom to be able to make their choices because they don't know how to make good choices, but we have to teach them to do how to do that. You know, and to strike a child does not mean to beat them, for goodness sakes. No, it means to get their attention. That's what that word means, is help them to redirect their thinking and their behavior, to consider what they have chosen to do. Because the purpose is if you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. You save his soul from hell. Whoa, that's important. I refer to that as winning the heart of a child. Help them take the time to help them recognize their inappropriate behavior, but also then how to reconcile that behavior. You know, follow the ABCs, if you will. Accept responsibility for their wrong. Be humble and seek forgiveness. Confess one to another. For the purposes to restore, that's love being carried out. And so typically what that means is mom and dad, We have to model that in our lives. We have to model that in our relationship. Even for little things, when we might say something that might be a little bit offensive, it says, whoa, wait a minute, back up. You know what? That I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. Won't you please forgive me? Oh, let them see you reconcile. And can I just say right now in the midst of this that we're never too old to reconcile with someone? Never. Think that, oh, I still got this issue with that person. Go to that person. Acknowledge the hurt and seek for forgiveness and to restore the relationship. Trust that God has something greater for you. Now, verses 15 and 16. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart too will be glad. My inmost being will exult when your lips speak what is right. So first we have to learn how to discipline, how to train up, teach. But then when they follow that, it blesses. It says, if your heart is wise, my heart too will be glad. Yeah, a parent's heart is going to be filled up with thanks because the child was listening, learning, and applying what they were doing. That's why it says, apply your heart to instruction and ear to words of knowledge. So let's keep going here. We've got a couple more verses, verses 17 and 18. It says, let not your heart envy sinners. So this is speaking to the child again. But continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. Surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. So fathers, moms, teach your children. As mentioned earlier, and of course, your lifestyle is the greatest teacher that they're going to have. You know, and for believers, we don't eat, drink, and be merry because it's going to be over at that time period. No, we teach them that heaven exists, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Teach them that the narrow road is difficult, but it leads to eternal life. There is life beyond what we know. Teach them that Jesus is the narrow road. Follow Jesus. Teach them about the broad road that leads to destruction, and many there be that follow it. Teach them not to envy their friends that get to do everything. Too much freedom too soon leads to tragic results. We teach our children by the way that we live, so live well, Mom and Dad. You know, personally, I want to praise the Lord for the way that He rescued me. I was on the road of eat, drink, and be merry. Honestly, I'll tell you, every time I smoked pot when I was younger, I don't do that anymore. But when I was in my teens and 20s, yeah, I felt dirty. And I would have to go into the bathroom and scrub my face and hands just to try to feel clean again. But I wanted to be with my friends. And I wanted to be accepted by my friends. So I did what my friends did, right? And so I did what my friends who were jocks did. We worked out and we played sports. And I did what my religious friends did. You know, I wanted to hang out with them too. I wanted to try to be good because they mattered to me. And of course, even my friends that were considered the dopers. Well, they weren't dopes. They were just people who had a common, if you will, a thing that they liked to do. And they wanted to be accepted as well. You know, but the problem was, that I didn't know who I was. And I didn't know what my purpose was in life. So finally, I got to the point where I cried out to God and I said, I want to believe in you. I need what you want for me. And what he wanted for me, as I said before, is him. Wow. So I started reading his word and I discovered that God is a whole lot different than what I was being taught. I never checked it out. I never went to the source and to examine it. Psalm 90 verse 2 says this, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, so even prior to the creation of the heavens and the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Man, that verse had a profound impact on me. What I was taught is that God was a man just like we are, and that we could progress to godhood by following commandments and ordinances and getting married in a temple, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but with the right effort, I could become a God too. Well, wait a minute. what I learned by reading God's word is that sounds a whole lot like the same lie that Satan deceived Eve with that brought her to a place of destruction. That doesn't agree with what God says about himself. Isaiah 43:10 says this, "You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me." What? Only one God is what God says about himself. And then he goes on, he says, I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. He's our Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. God taught me about his word as I read in his word, and he can teach you about him too. So that you can trust him, because he wants you to understand who he is too, because he loves you and he cares for you and he wants to change your heart from the inside out. And that's what he did for my heart, my self-sufficient, self-righteous, arrogant heart into one full of grace. We are way over time. Please forgive me, but God bless you, and we'll pick up in verse 19 next week. Thanks for joining me.